Welcome to the Wicked Wardrobe. This week I have the male VA, I think, if that's how you want to identify yourself. Apiary underscore, I understand, is the correct. I just call you Apiary. Is that right? That's fine.
I mean, that's really fine. Believe it or not, I'm not attached to the underscore.
Oh, really? I thought
Yeah.
it was like, is that, I don't know,
I mean, I know
representing
it's some
some
people.
meh.
Yeah, it's like some people's favorite part, but not mine. So,
Well, welcome. Thank you for
thank
joining
you.
me in the
I
Wicked
very much
Wardrobe.
appreciate it. I'm super excited for this.
Oh, it's early days, but I'm thoroughly enjoying the process and getting to know creators and contributors to Naughty Audio Land.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Getting a little bit of insight behind the mic or behind the or I don't know, behind the Mac or the, well, whatever you
Just
do, however you do
behind,
it.
okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
behind the real person, well, and sometimes the unseen people. So yes, what do you do? Who are you? Where are you from? What's your story? What's tell
What's my
the people
story?
who don't know you, how did you come to be in this space? And yeah, who are you first? That'd be good.
Okay, so I'm Apiary, or as I sign my audios, B. So let's
How did
see.
that, what's, is that a reference to something?
So I mean, number one, the obvious thing is, for those who don't know, apiaries are, a yard of beehives, more or less. I enjoy bees. I don't I don't interact with them a whole lot, but I enjoy them. I think they're very interesting. And then apart from that, a little bit personal, but my all of the initials in my name are B as well. So I am, in a sense, an apiary.
Oh, you're own little beehive.
I thought I was
Your
being
own little,
cute. I know.
that is really
I really
cute.
thought, yeah, I really thought I was being cute.
And the underscore, just because, why not?
Oh, it's, the name you want's always taken, isn't
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. Well, and
Yeah.
how long have you first of all, how do you interact in this space? What do you contribute to the likes of erotic audio?
So I have only had a chance to do script fills so far. I'm thinking about, what's next as far as all that goes, but yeah, just kind of script fills and seeing how that's going. It's
Yeah.
a very new thing, so
Okay. So how new?
less than a month.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's been I don't have an exact date, but yeah, it's been under a month.
Right. And how are you finding it?
Oh, it's great. Are you kidding? It's
Yeah.
great. Like, I don't know, like, pretty much everyone I've interacted with has been super helpful. Like, they've been kind about it. I've already met some very interesting people, yourself included.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's a different experience in a way than what I thought I was getting into. I just thought, okay, I'm just gonna say dirty things, and that's gonna be that.
Yeah.
But no, it's kind of turning into like a little bit more.
And so you're obviously a VA, a voice actor, a voice artist, moaner into a microphone. And how did you come to the realization that it's like, you know what, I want to do this. I want to contribute to this and share some naughtiness online.
So there's the obvious one, or the obvious thing, like many others. I've always had a thing for voices. Like, going all the way back, like, it's the first thing I notice about people. It's like one of the things that can most easily attract me to someone. It's always been there. I realized I liked more than just girls because of a voice, like raising the hairs on the back of my neck, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, this is
That
something.
got a reaction.
Yeah. But no, it's just kind of always been there. And then, as far as the decision to make audios, I mean, it was one part impulsive. I just thought, like, it's I don't really have a whole lot going on. It seems like a fun thing to do. And then there's also, I know absolutely nothing about how recording works and microphones right. and editing and
right.
all this stuff. And I thought that could be interesting to learn. So that's kind of part of why I wanted to do this as well. And then there is a third reason, which I think is the primary one.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to grab a drink one sec.
Sure. We're all up for hydrating.
Stay hydrated, everyone.
Yeah.
So the main reason is because I've had some pretty good luck. It hasn't popped up a whole lot, but my entire life have had a stammer.
Have you now?
Yeah, I have. So part of this was kind of, and like I never went to speech therapy as a kid, so it just kind of stuck around, never grew out of it. So part of this was kind of trying to fill in for speech therapy in a way that I thought would kind of be fun. Because I have to think about what I'm saying and I need to listen to it back. And that's, you know, yeah.
I think that's, so you're basically doing your own sort of self therapy in a way.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's, I don't think any speech therapist would recommend this. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, no, I just kind of thought like, I think it makes sense. Like that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, okay. I think it does too. And I would never have picked up on it. I would never have thought it. Do you hear it back? So when you record an audio, do you listen back to yourself and
mm-hmm.
do you edit things out, or do you pick up on anything?
Well, a lot of so for me, a lot of what I take out when it comes to editing, like. So it's not so much a stutter where it's like repeating things. It's with a stammer, it's like you can't say it. It's like a complete blockage. So pretty much a lot of what I have to take out is just kind of silence, because that goddamn word won't form in my mouth.
And, right. You know, okay.
So
that's really a unique sort of perspective to come from in that I've not thought about the sort of the potential therapeutic side of recording and speaking into a microphone.
Yeah, I've never I never took any actions against it before in my life, so I kind of thought like, all right, I mean, let's just see what happens. It's fine if I don't like it, you know, there's always the option to stop.
So less than a month in the space, and you've found it welcoming, which is fantastic to hear. And I really enjoy, and I'm in meeting, doing this little side project, meeting new people and yourself included. I think this behind the scenes sort of stuff doesn't happen that often, and at times recording, I've found can be quite sort of isolating in a way. So in doing this, I'm one of the reasons is to really bring it to the fore, and also I love listening to AMAs, and
I do as well. Yeah. I really, really do.
Yeah, I find them calming, but also in a way, just, you know, as I'm going about my day,
you want like a relatable experience, right?
Yes, true.
Yeah,
true. So yeah, I found that doing this, really quite fascinating. And I know there are a couple of other, not that I'm a, this is a podcast, but there are a few podcasts going around at the moment. So, I can't wait to sort of cue those up as well. With regards to the audio that you record, what's your process? So do you, what sort of genres do you look for? Are you, you know, centered in one sort of pocket? Are you exploring, being fairly new on the scene?
I'm definitely kind of exploring. So I started, my first few were very much like, nervous boyfriend experience kind of thing, which is convenient because I was nervous. So, you know, these, I had some people say like, man, you did really great on this nervous thing. And I'm like, gotcha.
But, nailed it.
And like, also with those, I mean, I don't know, I have a weird soft spot for sappy romance. I don't know why. Like, in my real life, I'm not a romantic, really.
Right.
I just like the whole, you know, in Scripps, this whole, say, a friends to lovers thing. It's kind of the slow burn, like, yeah. Oh, like, is this going to happen? Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Like, I really like that interaction. So I have no intention of, like, stopping those kinds of things, but yeah, no, I'm definitely, my personal preferences are a bit all over the place, so there's right. a lot to explore.
Does that sort of direct you in terms of what you want to record? Are your personal preferences, or I guess the I understand what you're saying about, you know, the BFE, nervous BFE type thing, or a friends to lovers. For me, I need that narrative. I need a storyline. I need a, you know, not let's well, just get to it.
Yeah,
you know,
so
I need something more.
I mean, that like really is to me the most important bit. like I don't know. It's like part of it, I think, is because like I've always been really drawn to, like, I tend to be a flirty person. Like, I just like flirting. Like,
yeah.
That in and of itself is just, even with no intentions out of it, like, it's right. just so wonderful. I don't know.
Yeah. There's an underlying sort of thrill there, isn't there? It's
just like, yeah, ooh. kind of. and it's like, so I'm a married man. Like, nothing's going to happen, but it's still just like, I don't know. I've always been kind of a little bit of a flirt. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, if yeah, why not? Yeah, if nobody's getting hurt and everybody's clear on what the boundaries are. Yeah, just like, let's have at it.
There have been discussions.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, and with that said, is your does your partner know that you are recording and posting and people are potentially listening and masturbating and, you know, having orgasms to your voice?
So I did tell her. It felt like a little bit, for our situation, it felt a little bit weird for me not to. I was just like, okay, like, she didn't fully understand it. I was like, you know, okay, so there's this place on Reddit, right? And people, you know, upload sexy audio stuff, and then she immediately was like, you want to record us having sex? And I'm like, no, it's not, no, it's like with the voices and you speak, and it's just, so I was not eloquent there, but yeah, we got her to a sense of understanding, and yeah, she was like, go for it. And I mean, she kind of gets it, like she's on the opposite end in the sense that she writes fanfic and stuff like that. It's like, so it's sort of like in a sort of related bubble. I don't know.
Yeah. And how did you find GWA and you know, erotic audio? How did you first discover it?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Like, it was just stumbling upon it. I really like, for some reason, just like the, it's not on the new Reddit stuff, but on the old Reddit stuff, there was like random, and you can do random, like,
oh, okay,
not safe for work subreddits and stuff like that. And I don't know, like, whether it was dirty or not, I just liked going to random things. I was like, oh, Pittsburgh, yeah, let's look at the Pittsburgh subreddit. Why not? Yeah, that's fucking random. Cool. Yeah. And then like I just kind of found it, and then, you know, like,
it was a random people, was it?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And okay. Like a lot of people, you know, it was kind of the promised land. It's like, oh, this is what I've been missing.
No,
yeah. Like... Yeah. It was very much that.
Well, I guess having a voice kink, you know, if voice is, you're attracted to. And I guess.
Well, because like I didn't feel necessarily isolated by that.
No.
Kink, I guess. Like I was like, I just kind of assumed, like, who doesn't like voices?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. who doesn't like it? But actually seeing that, and seeing that, I don't know, there's this whole thing around it as well. It was really appealing.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time, like, how long ago has it been, or when was it that you first came across erotic?
It's been kind of on and off for like, you know, a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah, like, and it was entirely lurking the entire time, you know, just, but yeah, it was a couple years on and off. And then, well, I found it again recently, I suppose. And yeah.
I just thought, I'm going to have a go at that. I'm going to record myself and
we'll see how it goes.
I think that's really encouraging for anybody who's thinking about it, because I know some people may, you know, think, I have spoken to a few people who's like, yeah, no, I could never, that could never happen. But then, you know, find some sort of courage or confidence from within. And I just go, oh yeah, okay. And I'm one of those. I'm definitely one of those who I just, no.
You wouldn't know it. I don't know.
Oh no. And again, no. And just happened to one day back in February. And and here we are.
Well, I mean, like, so, yeah, I mean, part of it for me is that I will pat myself on the back here just for a second, say that I have a very healthy relationship with failure. No. Like, and I mean that in a positive way, like the idea of, I guess to put it bluntly, the idea of failing at something doesn't really bother me that much.
Okay.
So I kind of thought, like, okay, I mean, failure is relative. But I don't know. So the big thing, like, I guess, shout out to people who are thinking about doing something like this, is like, it doesn't matter if what you put out is like perfect. It's like just. It's about getting better. It's about God, people are sick of me saying this, but keep moving forward. You just try and be better than the last one you did, right?
Yeah, so that's, you know, I guess encouraging people to, I don't know, there's always going to be someone who likes your voice, is what I have come to learn. The first time I listened to another female VA, my interview was Shy. I think I said at the end of it, it's like, oh, what am I doing here? I'm just like, I do not belong here. It's like one of these kids is doing their own thing. And that was me, shouldn't be in this space. And I'm not worthy. And that whole sort of, but there is, if you're thinking about it, just do it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, and
press the record button.
And just fucking delete it if you don't like it.
Yeah, and that's something Shy once said to me way back when. She's like, you can always delete it. You can always delete it. But yeah, I get it.
And like, I think it's worth trying, because like I said, I've had a great experience so far. And, you know, I put out a handful of audios and I don't know, it's been great. And I'd very much encourage other people to.
Yeah. And are there, have you discovered anything in terms of, you know, did you have your specific sort of go-to audios that you chose as a listener?
A little bit. So sort of in the same way that I like sort of a slow burn BFE thing, I liked getting that out of audios. But then also, you just reminded me, listening to audios on GWA was kind of what made me kind of realize I had a femdom thing a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, like, I'm a switch. I kind of trend towards being dominant most of the time, but like, there was something about hearing like this dominance thing that I hadn't really experienced before, and I was like, oh. Excuse me.
You said what now?
Please say it again. Yeah.
Totally get where you're coming from. You're venturing into sort of more femdom, gentle femdom, hard femdom, anything in particular, any sort of lane, or you're just exploring all of it?
Just kind of all of it. Like, it's, I think generally on the gentler side, maybe.
Yeah.
But no, I, really anything. I don't know.
Yeah. I, I find it really interesting in talking with people how over a period of time, how their own preferences change and develop once they become, you know, further established in the space as a contributor, and with regards, and it influences what they choose to record, and, you know, if they're doing improvs, you know, how they create their, or what scenarios they draw from, and and or what sort of scripts you choose to record. Has there anything that's kind of stood out to you, you know, because what are we sort of 3 weeks, close to 4 weeks in, that stood out to you, just think, yeah, I want to have a go at that?
So, I mean, sort of like, the first script that I filled was, like, I mean, admittedly kind of a strange choice, and like I chose it just because, like, it was so interesting, and like I didn't intend it in, you know, a fetishization kind of way, but like it dealt with cataplexy, which is, you know, a subset of narcolepsy, and I was like, oh, like that's just really, really interesting, and I know that you know, there's a handful of people that will like this, but
for those who don't know what that is, and I'm one of them, can you please explain?
So narcolepsy is you know, I mean, I'm putting this not as delicately, you know, maybe someone would, but narcolepsy is kind of just falling asleep at random intervals. Yes. Yeah. Cataplexy is basically your body becomes sort of paralyzed, but you're still conscious, you're still awake.
Like a catatonic state, is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
I'm looking at thinking cataplex, like, is that a is that a pet thing, is it like a cat boy, cat girl type situation?
No, that's not quite my area, but but yeah, like, and I just kind of thought, when I was looking for scripts, it's like, oh well, I mean, I don't have this experience, I don't know much about it, but the writer, along with the script, put like this really great post about narcolepsy and cataplexy.
Oh,
so I was like, okay, like
great.
I can understand it now. Like, I can see what's going on. I wouldn't just, you know, pick up this random script that I know nothing about and just go with it. It's like they provided those resources, and so I kind of thought, like, okay, I get it enough where I feel like I can at least be respectful doing it.
Yeah, I'm actually just having a look at it now. How wonderful to have a reference to, you know, to explain and help understand, so you can come from a, you know, a place of a certain amount of knowledge, a basic knowledge at least. And and it's not lost on me that the scriptwriter's name is Sleepy Bee.
Yeah, exactly.
That was kind of meant to be. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Thank you for being so kind about letting me fill your script.
Well, yeah, but I've not seen that before. That's fantastic to have a reference document or a resource to explain it.
Yeah, and I mean, if there was ever, you know, a script that I was super, super into that didn't have something like that, then yeah, I would go off on my own. But the fact that it was kind of right there, I was feeling a little bit impulsive. It was like, like, of course.
This is, meant to be. Wow, that's... Okay, so since then, I'm just having a look at your other your other audios that you've put out. So they're all scripts at the moment. Would you look at potentially creating some original content yourself, whether it be writing a script and filling it, or I don't know, doing an improv, or is that a lane you want to explore, or not so
well
much?
I kind of I kind of teased this to you a little bit, that there may be the holidays are tough times for privacy. So there may be something coming up, since I don't have the privacy to actually fill a script.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, there might be something more improvisational coming up.
Well, maybe by the time this goes out into the ether, there may be people should maybe check back on your archive and
there might be
possibly, just, you know, check it out, people. What do you call it, the Bee's Hive? I love it. Oh my gosh,
See, I'm really leaning into it.
You really are.
In a big, big way.
And again, it's not lost on me because for those of you who are listening, I am, if you don't know, some of you may know, I am a beekeeper. So
I was just so fucking pleased to find out. I'm going to be honest. I was floored. I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. you know,
it was, yeah, it's quite coincidental, I think. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a beekeeper and I must admit, I did see your username pop up in the on GWA. I was like, who calls themselves apiary? What? Anyway,
I mean, why does anyone call themselves anything, right?
Yeah. Oh, the names, the name game. That's almost one of my most favorite questions. It's like, you know, how did you get your name?
Yeah, no.
Why did you get your name?
I'm definitely being overly cynical here. It's very interesting how people get there.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I'm a big fan. And the irony is I'm allergic to bees. So I like to live on the edge.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like you even more. I don't know.
Some people may just call that stupid.
The fine line. It's a very, very, very fine line.
It is. My EpiPen and I are friends. We have an intimate relationship. Oh gosh, I can hear. Oh my God, I'm sensing a shit post. Oh boy. Okay. Sorry, I've gone off track. Okay. So, B, how do you record and where do you record and how often and what's your process for creating your content?
It's a little bit sporadic. So, as I said, you know, my wife knows that I record audios. Believe it or not, I don't do it when she's here because I don't want her to, you know, get home from a long shift and be like, oh, hi, honey. I'm just going to go moan into a microphone for a tight 22 minutes if you can just stay right here.
I'd like privacy, so, please.
Yeah. So, so, I mean, she does kind of shift work. I have plenty of free time. That being said, the issue is pets. We have a lot of pets.
Okay.
So I did find out that a guest room in our house is far enough away from everything.
Okay.
And the sound is okay. I'm working on a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm currently sitting on a bed in the guest bedroom.
Okay. Your sound sounds, it sounds great.
Oh, thank
I
you.
Think, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's. I mean, I'm not going to spoil the illusion of what's wrong or what I think is wrong with it, but
yeah,
there's always room for improvement. It's not
Well, I think about my own sort of way. You know, I ended up in the Wicked Wardrobe, I literally was sitting on. I used my phone, and I think that's how most of us start out, isn't it? Just it's a voice memo.
I feel like that's pretty common.
And still to this day, I know I've said this, people are going to get sick of me talking about them, but my favorite all-time VA only ever recorded into his phone, and you know, recorded in excess of 300 audios in 18 months, and all prime,
absolutely
all
crazy.
One improv, and in his car, in his basement, and you wouldn't know. Edited on a, you know, a free app like the majority of us. Well, I think at least the majority of us do. So, yeah, you've got a room. That's great. Is there?
Yeah,
do you have plans for it to?
Well, so the thing about all of that is, my wife knows that I record audios. I don't think she realizes how into it I've already gotten.
Oh, okay.
And like that's just going to be another discussion. It's like, why do you want to buy all this padding? Don't worry about it. You know, just don't worry about it.
Just go with it. Yeah.
It's like, well, what are we going to tell guests when they come over? Don't think about it. It's fine.
It's
okay. So,
It will evolve, I guess, over time.
It will evolve. Yeah. I'll figure out some things, and we'll kind of see what we can get. I always want to try and be better, really.
And with that, so your obviously your wife knows. Do you, have you shared this with anyone else other than your wife, like friends or family?
No. With friends, it probably wouldn't be a big deal. I just don't really want my friends listening. You know, like they're equally like-minded like me. So they'd be fine with it, but I don't know. I just don't want it. And other family, like they don't know. They don't know about my sexual preferences. Why would I share this kind of thing?
Sure. You know, that's oversharing.
Yeah.
Just cut that out.
We aren't close. So, yeah.
That's on a needs to know basis and you don't need
exactly.
to know.
Yeah. Jeez, mom.
Yeah. I think I said in an interview recently, I told my father, I haven't told my mom, but yeah, I told my dad, and he's like, yeah, go you. I said, you can't listen. You know that, right? I'm never going to tell you what my username is. And he wouldn't even know where to start. Thank God.
Yeah. And that's kind of like, my situation is that, you know, I did not, share my username. I didn't, you know, she certainly doesn't listen to them. So I was like, okay, this is.
Wow. Yeah. You know, okay. Is she not like a teeny bit interested in hearing what you're
she probably
sharing?
Is. she's probably very interested. But I don't know. It's I don't
For
know.
For now, it's a no.
Maybe one day. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Cause like a lot of things kind of like the, I'll just use the cataplexy and narcolepsy thing as an example. Again, it's like there are scripts that I may fill that I don't necessarily have that kink. I just think that it would be interesting to explore.
Sure.
And you know, to someone who doesn't fully understand my mindset, it might be like, oh, he likes this and this and this and this and this.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like that, just if that ever comes up, we would talk about it and it'd be fine. But it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not necessarily for you. You're saying it's not necessarily a reflection of your own personal preferences.
Not all the time. I for the most part, but just if there's something that I feel comfortable with doing, that isn't something that I understand, or that I feel I could understand, you know, to a certain point, then yeah, like I'll give it a go.
You probably approach it in a little, I approach it, I guess, in a different way. I try new topics, and whether they be kinks or tags or genres or styles, and I don't always, there are some that I just like keep on scrolling. That's not for me, but maybe I should, you know, push myself out of my comfort zone.
Well, and like the thing is, like there's three kind of levels to it. There's you just do it, you post it, great. Mm-hmm. There's you do it, maybe you've been talking with the writer, you can say like, hey, am I a complete piece of shit for doing this? And then, you know, maybe they listen to it, you know. Or if you're really not comfortable with how it came out, just keep it private. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely. And I guess if for those of you who are listening at the time that this, I'm hoping, will be posted, our little have a chat, you may have listened to a larger project that B was involved in.
An absolute epic. Yeah.
And timeline wise, he has literally just recorded it, just done the raw record. So
yep.
I think you're what were in there for, I don't know, 3 hours?
It was about 3 hours when all said and done. Not all of it recording time, but
so epic in terms of the endurance level there, go you. But that, so in terms of that, talking about collaborating with other people and other creators in this space, whether they be, you know, a writer, an editor, or other VAs, I know it's only just happened, and I know we talked about it briefly during the recording process, but how did you, for people who are listening, what's your initial sort of response now that it's done? Because it all... people listening, you've got to know that this happened very quickly. These four VAs came together.
So, we, I mean, it's from kind of like, okay, we really want to do this, to now it's been like 4 days, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
max. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it happened really quickly. I don't know. I feel really, really good about it. Like, it's
you enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, it was great. Just like hearing how other people, you know, approach certain aspects of recording and everything. And I really like being thrown in the deep end.
My friend, is the deepest end I have ever experienced in this space, I must say. And I think you are incredible. So
you were telling me. Without getting too specific, like, I've, you know, kind of built my career off of, you know, being thrown in the deep end and figuring it out. Right.
Yep.
Like, it's just something that I really enjoy the process of doing.
Mm.
And, you know, maybe it doesn't work, but that's where the failure thing comes in.
Yeah. And that's where the growth happens, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I've already said one thing people will be sick of me saying, which, you know, is the keep moving forward thing. But the other part of that, which people will also be sick of hearing me say, is, you know, you learn more from failure than success.
Yes.
Like,
no, I absolutely agree.
If I put out an audio and people only say good things, like, okay, great. Like, I've now patted myself on the back, but I didn't
learn
anything.
How do I move forward? Yeah.
There's no path forward. So, I said this jokingly to you. Well, jokingly, not quite. I'm like a masochist. I really enjoy just being like, no, you need to improve on this. I'm like, you got it.
Okay. Well, that in itself, having the confidence to fail, and you can pick yourself
hard
up again, and there is I'm sure you have, you know, a wonderful sense of resilience and perseverance for that, so that would have to develop, otherwise you just despite anxiety levels and everything else.
And there's another part of this where, like, I'm not trying to be the best male VA in the community.
Sure.
I don't like how this may be a bit blunt. How boring would it be to be the best at something? How incredibly boring would that be to me? I don't know. Cause I don't know. I like the experience of learning and growing. I don't want to be unmatched at something. Where's the satisfaction?
Sure. What would you strive for then? Really, how would you evolve? How would you grow?
Exactly, right?
If everything came easily. And God damn it, there are some folks in this community that where it does seem to come very easily. I was like, how? But that inspires me. And I grow from that, from observing them or listening to them or interacting with them, and just go, just like Shai taught me something last week, and with Audacity, our recording, our editing program. And I was just like, oh, I could have been doing this, you know, for the last 10 months. It's pretty simple. I'm going to do it with this audio, but like,
I do not want to be the most well-informed person on, you know, the most well-informed person in a room on any given subject. Because, like, I don't know, like,
it's a bit boring. It's just
exactly.
Meh. I know all the things. I know all the things.
Gaze upon me.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That doesn't really
do it for me. I don't know if it's a Commonwealth thing or because you're Canadian, I'm Australian, obviously. But very quickly here in Australia, if you get to the top of whatever you excel in, there is always someone who's going to cut you down, and that whole tall poppy syndrome is alive and well in Australian culture. I don't know if that's the same in Canada. It's just like, all right, get your hand off it. You're that good, and a bag of chips, whatever. Next.
People are quick to call people on their bullshit.
Humility goes a long way, I find.
Yeah, definitely does.
But just the growth, I understand. And I'm constantly amazed at, you know, listening to you and listening to the other two this morning record.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that two out of the three of you had never done a live collaborative recording before. She's like, you wouldn't know it. You just wouldn't know it. So
that was the very first.
Wow.
Yeah. Recording with other people. And
even having the confidence to go into that. I remember the first one I did with Miss Wendy back in September. I was like,
I felt she's fantastic.
Hear me making sex sounds and live and. My camera off? Is my camera off? Where's that little piece of paper I need to stick over my camera?
I mean, okay, so I did do that part, but it was fantastic. And
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Yeah,
no, it was great. And you know, I want to do more stuff like that. I want to do a lot more.
And learning about, like, I don't edit, partly because I'm lazy, but also partly because I find editing so completely overwhelming, the whole prospect of it.
But something is
something as simple as what Mishai taught me last week. It's like, I could have been doing this the whole goddamn time. But then I think, was it you who mentioned during the recording process that there's something much more immersive? No, it was in an interview with Yael in the UK. We were talking about that raw quality it's kind of meta in a way, in that it's the real person. It's not, the VA as the character, or it really is the person. If there's no editing, if there's no sound design or anything, it is just their voice. And it has to be genuine and it has to be authentic. And and if you don't, it's pretty obvious. I think you're very exposed and vulnerable. So
yeah, no.
You're exceptional what you did this morning.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I can say that I feel good about it, but I mean, that's again, relative. I think it went, well. It made me very excited to do more collaborations.
Brilliant.
It was a great, great first experience, and what an experience it was.
It was quite an epic, I was able to sit in on the recording for those of you who are listening, fill in for one part, briefly, and, which, ironic, and there's this random Australian chick,
You did playing. Really well, though. You did very, very well.
I had to really just keep my cool quite a lot. keep cool, I'm glad you had experienced that now, and that will encourage you to, and maybe she's like, I can do that, and what a wonderful first experience to have had.
I mean they can, as far as I'm concerned, doing something like that for the first one, upwards of an hour and a half, everything else is going to seem a lot better,
It's like a big cakewalk.
I like getting the really hard thing out of the way first.
Well, yes, you certainly did that. I must admit, I didn't fully realize the scope of of the script.
It was something.
I'm excited, and if you've listened to it, then I'm hoping it was everything you anticipated for those of you listening to this.
Because it's just so unique as well, right? Like,
very much so, very much so. And kudos to the scriptwriter, which, if you haven't listened to it or know which audio we're referring to, I'll put it in the in the post when this goes out. But exciting times ahead. Are you in terms of interacting with other creators other than the couple of us, and have you had much interaction with anybody else?
I think that collaboration is just a really good thing. I think that even not doing collab audios and stuff like that. Yeah. Just the act of collaborating in and of itself is a really good thing. So yeah, I've definitely tried to do that so far. Again, it's been a month, but I mean, I think that it's important. I think that everyone involved gets more out of it and it kind of gets a better end result, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, if it's comes up like with the collab that we were just a part of, you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot in like no time at all. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been quite a short while, and thankfully we had somebody on board. Those of you all know Priest of Aphrodite, who has extensive sort of experience and aside from that, extensive audio knowledge.
So to have him
on board was honestly, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could only lead you so far in terms of like I can organize it, but Priest really he's a wealth of knowledge. So yeah, that was really fortunate. I think for us to get him on board. So I'm really appreciative of his input. So
yeah, and
yeah,
yeah. You mentioned it before, but both myself and Blue Jay Audio. Are both very new, and having that resource was incredible. Like how did we get so lucky? You know,
I mean,
part of that is reaching out, but
yeah. And in that, it's funny, you know, when I sort of try to piece this together, because this is purely, you know, I'm not going to lie, there was a lot of selfish motivation for me, just like, right, I need four of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was there?
Little bit, little you know, bit. I'm taking one for the team. Thank you, those of you who are, you know, you can high five me later.
Bless your sweet sweetheart.
Yeah, you know, I give because I can. That whole, like, when I approached Shins and she said, hey, you know, do you want to have a crack at this? And then I had asked, I think, Blue Jay Audio to message him, and he's like, what? Bruce Shins? It's like, he's a king. and I may have let that slip to Shins himself, and he's like, oh, does this mean I'm kind of a big deal? And I said, oh, don't get ahead of yourself. See, there you go. There's the Commonwealth. Just like, get your hand off. Don't be that guy. And yeah, I mean, we have a good bet.
Yeah, it also might not help that sorry, Jay, but I sent him your first talk with Abrecians as well. And I was like, how fucking interesting is this? Like, oh my God. Because like we've been talking, you know, for since pretty much the beginning now is just kind of
how did you find each other?
He put up a script on the Script Guild looking for feedback. And I was just like, okay, like, I mean, this is good. I don't see much, but you know, if you wanted, here's just a couple things to think about, like not even necessarily for this, but that I can maybe see being a problem moving forward or something.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of started talking and, you know, we got along really well. So.
Yeah. Oh, you got a little friend in this.
I got a little friend. I know. Yeah. It's everything I ever wanted.
I got a guy. That's really, and yeah. I think, well, you'd know from that interview with Shins that I, you know, it's like, guys don't really collab. And it's like, we got to change that. We've got to change that, you know?
Yeah, that was part of the, like, that's part of what kind of led to this eventuality. It's like, I didn't realize that it wasn't really a thing, you know, like, or it wasn't that common. So I was like, all right, well, let's, and I kind of floated the idea to Jay of just doing, you know, a MM for F or something. And then we saw this script, and then I just kind of sent him a message jokingly saying like, hey, how do you want to do this? And he was like, yeah, okay. And it's like, okay, great. Yeah. So let's find people.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad. And I think I sort of came across you to, I think either of you or perhaps both of you had commented on the first interview with Shins.
I did, yep. Yep.
And then I'd seen this script come up, 5 days ago? And I just went, oh my God, this is kind of fallen in my lap. I need to make this happen. So, yeah, And then I feel fortunate in that I was like, well, if I could get that one and maybe that one and then maybe that and then but if he can't make it, then we can maybe do this. And yeah, just
no, was you able. You played producer very, very well.
I'm thinking I yeah. So, yeah. Thank you very much, there's ladies. I got you. I got your back.
There's a little niche there, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I do enjoy it. I do. I think it's part of my teaching background, having that sort of, just like, or as we say here, I can organize a piss up in a brewery. So just I do like to organize, and I have a thing about spreadsheets as well. Just like, yes.
Tell me about it. Oh, you have no idea. No, I'm going to have to wipe off my glasses right now. So.
Hang on. Oof. Hang on, I just need to open the door on the wicked wardrobe. It's getting hot in here.
You have no idea.
Oh, it's all good fun. Yeah, I'm so glad it was able to happen so quickly. But yeah, in terms of, say, as Jay is sort of 9 or 10 days in himself, and three, coming on 4 weeks in, I guess at some point, you know, you may be those guys just saying, hey, you want to do a collab to somebody new or somebody who hadn't done one before, so that, to pay forward.
That kind of goes back to, like, you kind of asked, you know, well, if you don't kind of want to be the best, what do you want out of this, right? And like that's kind of it, right? Is being maybe that person for someone else. Maybe I'll think of something else in the future that would kind of scratch that. But like, yeah, totally, right? It's something that once I get a little bit more experience myself, I would love to be able to be that person for someone.
Yeah. And that whole side benefit of forming connections with people, with like-minded people.
Yeah.
I think is really something I hadn't anticipated. I know I've said that before, but it's been a beautiful sort of happenstance that I'm relishing to
here.
A point. Yeah, to that point where I have quite a number of time zones locked into my phone on my world clock. I kid you not. I've got all of the states clearly, and the Canadian time zones as well, and European and GMT, and even India, and and my sort of own little South Pacific region. But I just think, okay, at any given time, I'm finding there is someone to, you know, flood an idea past, or just like, I can't fix this, or I've lost this track, or can you help me? Or just like, oh my God, have you seen this script? So how wonderful is that? Something
it's fantastic, right?
Blown away by.
Yeah. And I didn't really expect that myself, because I mean, just in general, I don't interact on the internet a lot. For some reason, I just never have, like maybe I'm just a private person. I don't know. But so I didn't really expect that. But then I started, you know, seeing the way that some people interacted, and I was like, okay, like maybe I can actually offer something here. Ooh, and then it kind of went from there.
Yeah, that's it's just been a pleasant surprise, right? To know that,
absolutely.
Wow, there's this whole amazing community. With that said, the other side of that, how have your audios been received by listeners? Was that the first time you posted? Were you nervous? Were you anxious about it? Were you thinking, oh, no one's going to listen to it? Everyone's going to listen? Did you have any thoughts?
The secret is that I set my expectations outrageously low. they've been received pretty well, I think. Especially like the last one that I did before this collaboration went pretty well. That doesn't really matter to me that much.
Sure.
not to be cynical here, but numbers can't make you happy. So like,
yes.
But it's like, yeah, they've been received pretty well, and you know, people have been very, very, very kind with their words about it.
That's lovely. Yeah, but you're right. How does it measure? Is it a measure of your success? I get into this whole upvote and, you know, listens and the numbers side of it, and I'm just like, walk away.
I'll indulge myself by having a peek.
Yeah.
But like, that's kind of it. It's not in my head after that.
Right. That's great. That's a great way to be.
Well, let's hope it stays that way. But no, and also I could see some of the types of audios that I may want to do in the future. Like,
right. Okay.
I kind of accept that, you know, I'm not in this for the popular audio. It's like, if I find something interesting and it's a super niche thing, fine. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Like that's cool. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a wonderful way to sort of be, I think. And if you can maintain that, I think it comes down to your personality, but that always comes back to, I find, what is your motivation for being in this space? Why are you doing it? And revisiting that, if it all gets a bit, I didn't get enough upvotes, or, you know, just like, I only had two comments and one was mine. One was acknowledging the scriptwriter. You know, it's easy to get, I find, to get caught up in that bit, and it's something I constantly have to remind myself of.
And I'm not trying to say that I'm above it. I very much feel the pull towards that.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
At this stage, you're good. You're content with where it's at.
Yeah, of course. It's like it's been far better received than I expected. So yeah, like it's fantastic.
Wonderful. That's just wonderful. Moving forward with, you know, do you have any plans to, like, in the new year to, obviously you want to sort of build out your space a little bit more in terms of your recording space. Do you post anywhere? So you primarily post on GWA, am I right?
As of right now, that's the only place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you looking to sort of expand beyond that? And, you know, some people just seem to be everywhere, which in itself is, I'm probably one of those people, but I don't know. It's a balance. That takes a fair amount of work and investment, I find.
I have a full-time job that I'm happy with. You know, I'm not looking to have a bee related enterprise, or a bee themed enterprise, I should say. Obviously, the idea of, you know, growth and all that kind of feels nice to think about sometimes, but I don't see it ever being this, like, I don't ever see this being the thing. It's like, it's a really fun thing to do.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's a hobby. Yeah. It's a
exactly. Yeah.
Project.
Yeah. And like, I very much hope that I keep on doing it for a long time. Cause like, the one thing that I allowed myself is that I got a new mic when I started making audios. I did a couple. I was like, I really like this. This is good. So I got a new mic and all that. But so I hope I keep on doing it.
Well, that's I guess if you're that encouraged to, and I know it's only early days, but yeah, that's exciting. I'm looking forward to what sort of comes next for you. With regards to that, though, do you have hard limits or boundaries as to what you won't record, say in a script or any particular content that you're just like, yeah, no, that's not for me?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to, like, I'm not really that keen on, like, you know, things in the age play kind of realm.
Sure.
Things like rape get a little bit strange. Like, I don't think it would ever, I don't think I would ever do like a full on blatant.
Yes.
Like a rape script.
An aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, it's all aggressive, isn't it? Right. Sorry.
Well,
yeah. Well,
a little bit. So those are kind of a couple of things. And then, I don't know, there's some things that, a lot of it kind of falls into that category I was saying of, if I feel like I can research this and understand this, then I will give it a go kind of thing. It's, there's not a whole lot that's blatantly like, all right, no.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's definitely some. So
yeah. Yeah. And there's such a huge amount of content out there, right? To pick and choose from. And, whilst not so much in a collaborative space, but in the M4F, there's new scriptwriters every day, it would seem, and how spoilt are we, for those of us who, you know, sort of primarily focus on script fills, that mm-hmm. we really are very fortunate, I think, to have these other content creators in this space. Because I know I certainly wouldn't have been, you know, as well, mad woman recording, you know, and posting almost every day. But for me, it's I don't know, I had different motivators, I guess. I just really like moaning into a mic. No, I don't. I love a narrative, you know. Well, I noticed you've got a poetry piece. Is it any comments?
I do. Yeah. That was kind of like my little mic test, and I sent it out to a couple people, and then I was just like, fuck it. Like, it's a little mic test. I'll just put it up on my profile.
I love that sort of thing, and it's an erotic. I think I was talking with you about the erotic poetry, the GWA poetry.
I don't believe so, but I'm curious.
Get amongst it. It's not huge.
We may have to take this off. But
yes.
Yeah. No, I'm very curious about that.
I think I might have mentioned it to Jay, actually. But yes, there's a whole erotic poetry, GWA poetry subreddit. So
I may be branching out. Who knows?
You might be expanding. Yeah, I think I've even directed Shin. See, this is what I do. I find VAs that I like to listen to, and I was like, can you do this and this and this and this? And then this one, just like, and I know, and I get for, sent scripts, and yeah. And
then, for me, in this specific case, Wicked, I will be like, yes.
Oh, that's very kind. It was very generous of you to sort of jump on board with this, but like I said, or have said all along, not entirely altruistic. There has been some, I had some personal motivation for seeing this come to fruition, this particular collab. But yeah, in terms of erotic poetry, seeing your E.E. Cummings post, how beautiful
very wonderful poem. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't listened to it. I did, however, listen to your brother's best friend. I was like, I know. You just have to accept the praise. Accept it. Roll with it. God, I know. You're squirming. I can hear it. But it did really well. Yeah. And that's exciting.
Yeah. And that was a lot of fun. That was like, that was the first kind of like, as far as recordings and script fills goes, that was the first more dominant one I did. I really enjoyed it. It was good.
Well,
I wasn't sure at first, but I mean, like, it's me saying romantic, sappy, sweet nothings into a microphone is all well and good, but me being dominant into a microphone is kind of like, okay, this is new.
A bit of a stretch.
I mean, I enjoyed it, and I will very much do it again. I mean,
does a little happy dance.
You know the collab that we just did.
True, actually,
I'm clearly not shying away from it. But
just gonna open the door again.
No. I definitely plan on doing more of that.
Yeah, I look forward to that, and I hope by the time this does go out that there are more. Oh, actually, it's the holidays. Who am I kidding?
Yeah,
we all need to sort of take a beat, don't we? maybe there will be slow down.
There will be one, maybe two impromptu things the holidays.
Happy holidays to the listeners of April _. I'm here for it. I've not experienced a Christmas in this space. It'd be interesting to see if, you know, content sort of slows down and I don't know.
Yeah, I have an entirely new perspective now, being, you know, a VA and a creator, right? Like, I have no idea what this is going to look like.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So you would have been here on the tail end of the infamous No Nut November.
The very tail end.
Yes. Yeah. There was a lot of content floating around. I kind of got, it was my first No Nut November experience. I'm not a subscriber, I must say, but if you are, kudos to you. I don't do denial. I'm not good with it. I will be a brat. But that, I got sort of 2 weeks into it, and I was posting something pretty much every day relating to it.
Absolutely crazy.
And I'm just like, if you're not going to come, then I'm not recording anymore. I got to imagine like the 15th
A complete
November
lockdown, a freeze, that's it.
It was
just not
like,
doing it anymore.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
And you're going to come and you're going to like it, yeah.
That's right. God damn it. I don't moan in a mic for nothing, right? Yeah. I want a result.
You know, I didn't partake, so.
I'm curious as to that whole, I'm still quite fascinated by that whole process and just why? Why? But people, I've tried to understand it. I'm still learning, and maybe next year, if I'm in this space still, all my audios will be. So, you know, good luck. You'll get about halfway through and then there'll be nothing from me. So,
refer to. No.
But
I will take that personally.
Yeah, it's I love the space. I thoroughly enjoy it, but even more so, I actually don't remember the last script fill I recorded. Gosh.
No.
Because I do sort of four or five or six at a time, but I've been busy with other projects, this one included, right. And this has really drawn a lot of my focus because I'm so enjoying getting to know people. Yeah. And yeah, it's
absolutely right. Yeah.
And people seem to be responding to it as well. And if I can create a little bit of a behind the scenes type thing, but also, you know, introduce listeners to all aspects of the community, but also new creators and new people as well as, you know, longer term contributors. I'm trying to get a cross section of, you know, a broad range. But yeah, it's that's where my focus kind of is at the moment. And I have, you know, a couple other platforms that I'm contribute to and work towards. So yeah, I'm excited to see where you go with this, B. I really am. I'm excited to. I don't sort by hot posts when I go to GWA. I sort by
same
new.
Here.
Yeah, okay. And I love a good verification post. So I will often listen to verification audios. It's like, do I dig it? Do I not? Yeah. So I think we can safely assume or say that I enjoy the content that you are sharing and I'm excited for what is to come. And that's not a pun intended, or maybe it is. But yeah, by the time this gets out there, I'm hoping that there will be maybe a handful of other contributions to Bee's Hive. Where can people find you? So solely at the moment on Reddit?
Solely, yeah. We're going to try and maybe branch out a little bit, but like I said, it's something that I want to keep fairly contained.
Yeah.
But I mean, we'll kind of see what comes up. If, you know, if I do end up creating things anywhere else, I will definitely be linking them and all that.
Wonderful.
But yeah, for the time being, just a little old Reddit.
Lovely. So your username is u/APIARY_. Don't forget the underscore, people.
It's my favorite part.
And yes, thank you so much for joining me in the Wicked Wardrobe today. It's been an extended period. What's the time for me? It is nearly 2:30, and I've been in here since just about 9:30.
That's
so
yeah, that's
the girls booked some solid hours today. We both have.
Yeah, put in my work.
I think it's probably time that I clock out of here and hydrate, because goodness me, it gets hot in the Wicked Wardrobe.
Thank
you very much for joining me and getting in my ears, and I look forward to seeing you in the wild.